Nazir chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Mishin Nazir Naziris Harbay. So someone who takes on lots of Naziris. In other words, many different periods. Right? He took on whatever, however many 30-day periods. But the key over here is that he's outside of Eretz Yisrael. He's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the sages made a decree that everybody outside of Eretz Yisrael is Tameh. We're all Tameh. And why? Because they're worried about where the cemeteries are, that they're not properly marked, and you know, people walk over cemeteries, etc. So they made a decree that the minute you go outside of Eretz Yisrael, you are rabbinically Tameh. So what happens if a person is lives outside of Eretz Yisrael and he observes, you know, many different periods or one long period or whatever he does? The Ishlim is Naziros, and then he finishes his Naziros. The Achikach Bol Eretz, and then he comes up into the land of Eretz Yisrael. So what does he have to do? Because when he observed his all his periods of Naziros, so his one long period of Naziros, he did it Tameh. He was rabbinically Tameh. So what is the halacha? So Baishamo Emrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. When he gets up into Eretz Yisrael, he has to observe one more period of 30 days in order to complete his vow. Basilo Emrim Nazir Batchila. He has to start all over again. In other words, if he took on a vow for 2 years, then he has to re-observe the period of 2 years inside Eretz Yisrael. You cannot observe the Nazir vow outside of Eretz Yisrael.
So what's the purpose of doing it in the first place?
So you have to, you'd be silly to do it outside of Eretz Yisrael. Because whatever you're doing, you're just wasting your time. Masa Heleni Amalkin. There was a story with Heleni Amalkin. She's quoted all over the place. She was a queen that lived in, it was near Syria. It was somewhere near Syria. He brings it over here somewhere. Queen of Adibin. Right, so she was a queen of then. She converted to Judaism with all her sons, but she lived outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shalach b'na l'milchama, and she sent off her son to war. V'amra, and she said, Im yavo b'ni min ha'milchama b'shalom. If my son will return from war in peace, eyeh nazira sheva shalim. I'll take on a 7-year period of nazira. She like said to Hashem, you know. So bo b'na min ha'milchama. So he came back from the war. V'hayasa nazira sheva shanim. So she took on a period of, she did her 7 years of naziris. But v'saif sheva shanim alsa la'aretz. And at the end of the 7 years, she came up to Eretz Yisrael. V'hara Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel said to her, shetay nazira oid sheva shanim acheres. You've got to do another 7 years inside of Eretz Yisrael. So v'saif sheva shanim nitmeis. And then she did her 7 years inside of Eretz Yisrael. And right near the end, she became tameh. So Nimtzeis Nazira Asira V'Achas Shana. So it came out. So she had to do another 7 years because she lost all her years. So it comes out, according to the first opinion, she did 21 years of Naziris. She was a Nazira for 21 years. I'm a Rebbe Yehuda says, Lo'as Nazira Ela Arba Asra Shana. She only did 14 years. According to him, she didn't become unclean at all. That part of the story is not true. She did her 7 years outside of Eretz Yisrael and her 7 years inside of Eretz Yisrael, but she didn't become unclean in a third period.